Mr. Oliveri, can you hear me clearly? Hold on, sorry about that. Mr. Oliveri, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can.
Just give me 1 second, we'll get rolling here. Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
Robert Joseph Oliveri III, 181162.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed under the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 5th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin to the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Guillenis. I'll be serving as a panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Oliveri and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Oliveri?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Oliveri, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal rage of company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report in for a face-to-face contact on or about November 6, 2018, with your assigned parole officer or duty officer after being discharged from TLC on November 6, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Oliveri, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Oliveri's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Just 1 second, Mr. Oliveri, and we'll continue with the second phase of your hearing. Okay, sir, we're going to continue with the second phase, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Oliveri was released from the Department of Corrections on November 2nd, 2018. He was arrested January 20th, 2019 by Scottsdale PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on January 20th, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 29th, 2019, 75 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated assault, 2 years. His prior convictions in 2003, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. 2003, taking identity of another, 2.5 years. 2007, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2007, theft of means of transportation, 6.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 4.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2005, TIS release of absconder, 124 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release completion, 11 months. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, threats, and violence noted. Other arrest, 1997, possession of narcotic, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2005, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5 V6.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. O'Berry. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC in Mesa. You were discharged after testing positive for opiates. No other residence was approved. So where were you living for the 75 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. O'Berry?
I was bouncing around. Friends, I had a substance abuse problem. That's the main thing. And my whole life, that's what all that you just read, it comes down to I have a problem with drugs and alcohol, coping with deep-seated issues that I've had for my whole life. So I got to find other ways to cope. My whole family's been telling me I need to go get help. I don't know where to get help. I had roadblocks in my way, this money costs money, I don't have insurance to seek out the help to tell me I need, and I do drugs and I fall into that cycle. Right now I'm in recovery, I'm trying to do better, but I mean, I've come to terms with whatever your decision is going to be. I just know that I'm not going to be a better person when I leave this place. At more unit, that's where I'm at right now, to be a productive member of society. It's not going to make me any better to stay here for the next 3 months. What I need is help. I need substance abuse. I need inpatient substance abuse therapy. And I mean, I don't know if there is something available, I'm all for it. That's what I want. I want to make better myself, but if not, I mean, I've come to terms with that. But I actually went to my grandma's house. I wasn't hiding. I know that it's on my file that she's my emergency contact. I actually went to Taros to try to seek help. It took me there's 2 months for me to get the appointment. And I actually had the appointment set. And I got arrested on Sunday. I was going to go for my first counseling session that Monday. And that was the first time I was ever able to get in somewhere because I didn't have the money to pay for it ever. It costs a lot of money, and if you don't have insurance, they won't see you. So,
okay, Mr. O'Berry.
To answer your question.
Quick question. I recognize that these programs aren't for everyone, but is there Narcotics Anonymous available to you inside your facility?
No, sir. Okay. I've already checked. I already have church.
Well, I do appreciate that you looked into it. I think that shows a commitment to change. Why did you break up contact with your parole officer?
I was scared. Basically, because I cope with using drugs and alcohol. I failed my drug test, and I haven't spent time with my grandma. I've been in prison a lot of years now. I wanted to see my grandma for the holidays, and I was worried about going back. My plan was to spend time with her during the holidays. She's not doing very well, and then go turn myself in. And I actually never got to the point of turning myself in. I was about to, but I was trying to. I didn't know what to do. I was scared. I don't like prison, but I mean I've learned to live here a lot of years. But I still like prison, and so it was hard for me to face that.
Well, hopefully you're turning the corner right now. And sometimes it takes people a while before they really make that decision. Did you work at all?
No. I was trying to get help, actually. You can actually go and look at Taros in Glendale. That's where I was going. I haven't had access, and that was the first time I had insurance in forever, as long as I can remember. So I was actually trying to go there and get strong enough so when I came to prison, because I knew it was inevitable I was going to come back, that I'd be strong enough to not do drugs here and get on a stronger, be strong enough to say no, to resist temptation to do my own thing. And I was actually going to church with my grandma and just trying to change, but it's scary to turn yourself in. It sucks to be here. So I was I
sort of things that people do to not only have a healthful lifestyle, but really sort of replace negative behaviors with positive behaviors, and I think that's a really good one. What caused the Scottsdale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested for your absconding warrant?
There's a crosswalk on one side of the street, and then there's just a line on the other side of the street. But basically, I walked across the street, I'm on my way to the gym, and then I the light turned green, so I walked across on the other side of the road where the bridge is aligned at, and he the cop was right there, and he turned his light on and said, I was jaywalking.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for me? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. O'Leary, we're getting near the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
I just know that this isn't going to make me any better to release me to society, staying here for the next 90 days. If there's any kind of treatment program, inpatient, I'm not asking to get released. I'm just asking for help. So if there's anything available, I'd be all for it. That's what I've been seeking. That's what I need. And I think that's about it. I got my son. I'm trying to change it and cope with my problems differently. So I need help with that. Otherwise, I want to quit this cycle. This is the same cycle I'm on. That's the only way I can do it.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I really like what I'm hearing from Mr. O'Leary. I believe that he is turning that corner, and he sounds like he's ready to make a big positive change in his life. But actually, it sounded like he was in the process of doing that when he was in the community. Unfortunately, he absconded for 75 days, and that is the big issue for me. He was gone for a long time out in the street, in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community. I do appreciate that he's admitting that he has a drug problem. I hear what he's saying about the difference between doing these last days inside the Department of Corrections as opposed to being on community supervision. But I cannot look past the 75 days, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, hearing that for the input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3308, our discussion with Mr. O'Leary, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. O'Leary was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the criminal raising company, inasmuch that he absconded for 75 days, we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and it sounds like that he is having some ongoing drug issues, and that is my motion.
Seconded
by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. O'Leary, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 29, 2019. I recognize that 3 months may sound like a very long time, and I understand how you feel about completing the remainder of your sentence, but it's just a matter of weeks, so we encourage you to have rapport with your CO3. I know you stated there's nothing available on your yard, but please ask again. I don't know why NA wouldn't be available. I don't want to argue about that. All I'm saying is it seems like there would be some sort of group AA or NA available to you, so please talk to your CO3. We do wish you a safe, productive, and sober return to the community. This hearing is concluded, pardon me. No further discussion will take place, and sir, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
And you guys need to get more rehabs, because that's what's going to help people, not prison. It makes them worse.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.